Bob, I guess in Floyd's case, with the perception, you know, the distance from the stage by the time the second row, it was real hard for him to be seen.
Joe's making a cheap shot of my height. Now, Bob knows me. I'm every bit of 6 foot one. And
yeah.
It's just
divided in.
And the bottom half.
Yeah.
Paul Simon and my wife, who was pregnant at the time.
Yeah.
And my wife's got the belly sticking out. And this is my son. Christopher was in there in the belly.
Yeah, I know. I looked.
I says, I want to shoot
the album shoot. You know, you had told me we're going to do some shots for the album, you know, in advance. So I came to the studio, and I've got all kinds of cameras and tripods and equipment to do a really proper shoot. And you finished one show taping, and then you immediately said, "All right, let's do this. Hurry up! Come on!" Yeah. So
that was a good.
I'm setting up, and I got to take a total of 5 pictures, and without tripods or anything else, just 5 handheld shots. And from that, I'm supposed to get a cover.
You did, though. It was a good cover.
The album. And one of the shots, you flipped me off. So I only had 4 shots. In fact, I put that on the site, and I wrote "My Friend Flipper" under it.
But, Bob, you know the truth. I bought the time. I was buying the studio time. I only had a certain amount of time to get the shows done, to have you come in, and I didn't want to take money out of the Mercury budget and blow it on a, so. And you did. We got the guys lined up around the piano, and that was it. Boom.
Perfect
this
shot.
Guy was fast. Like, he'd be Wyatt Earp if he was a gunfighter.
Yeah.
How's that, Bob? That's a good description.
That's a good analogy. Exactly.
I remember one time in connection with that album that I actually did something that made you smile.
Uh-oh.
I was tough in... No, I was... He means,
I know, that's why I was saying,
I was really tough in the studio. Well, I smiled on camera, but...
You were a madman. You were a madman most of the time.
That's an understatement.
No, you can say it, Bob. I was.
He was like a Tasmanian devil.
Yeah, didn't you hear me?
No. I threw people out...
I don't remember that.
I thought you were there. You were there for hundreds of shows, though.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, back to the making you smile thing. When the album was about to come out, you came up to me one day, and you had $125 in your hand, and you handed it to me, and you said, "This is for the album." And I gave it back to you and told you to keep your money. And you had the biggest grin on your face, and I didn't have to say it twice. And you know why?
Why?
You know why I gave it back?
Because you probably would have been a $10,000 job with anybody else, right?
Well, if I gave it back, then it would have been a zero job, right?
Well,
no, the reason I gave it back was because having been in the industry all along, which is one of the reasons, you know, I was able to get you in all the magazines, I knew how these things worked with albums, with the record companies. So I went right to the record company, and I billed them. And some of the cast members used to say that you and me, the only two people who made money off that album.
Sure. And I just didn't trust any man who showed up in a 3-piece suit. They were dead. They were gone. Get out. I'd say, get out of here. You don't belong here. This is an artist group here. We don't need any BS from the suits. And
is that why you had Jerry Jaffe from PolyGram show up in a Santa suit one day?
God, you remember everything.
I got pictures of it.
Yeah.
And Howard Stern and everybody.
Yeah.
You know, they came on the show. And they're all on my site, folks.
Hey. Give your site a plug. This is Bob Leaf, a very famous, internationally known rock and roll photographer who's photographed just the biggest names and the smallest names in the history of recorded music.
Everybody from Led Zeppelin to Liberace. That's a pretty wide field.
And even Uncle Floyd.
And especially Uncle Floyd.
What's the web address again, Bob?
It's Bob Leaf, LEAFE.com.
Okay, hopefully we get you
and
some traffic.
There's about 2,000 pictures on it, about 700 artists, you know, about half of the ones that I actually shot. And I think the biggest segment is the Uncle Floyd segment.
Let me tell you what's the most talked about of your pictures to me, okay? Do you remember when Muggsy married and Horse Lady and...
On the farm, yeah.
The Weikert farm. You know, Weikert Realty is a very big family in New Jersey. And they had Muggsy had his wedding on the farm. And I'm there, and it was a hot July day. I'm bombed out. I was so high, man. I know. And I ripped my shirt off, and you got a picture of me sitting there bare-chested at a table drinking wine or something. Did you recall that?
I have one on my site where you have Christopher on your shoulders you know, straddling your head.
That's
and
right.
And you're bare chested on that one. Yeah, I don't remember the other one, though.
Well, we were all bombed. I mean, it was a bomb.
The time when he had a manly physique.
Weichert is one of the biggest realtor families in this state, and Bob photographed the wedding. My God.
The time in his life when the hair on his chest wasn't detachable.
I had very little hair on my chest.
But do you remember it was so hot that Netto cooked a hamburger in his armpit? There's a picture on my site. You can see the stain on his white T-shirt.
Oh, my God.
Brown stain on the result.
Oh, gee.
And I meant...
Quality digital cameras with the big...
I had so many of those cards. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. All right, BobLeaf.com, LEAFE.
Hey, Bob, thanks for sharing some moments with us here.
Oh, happy to.
All right, Bob, listen, email me your address again, okay? We'll take care of you. We'll send something out to you.
Rahway State Prison.
Bob Leaf, everyone, thanks for calling, Bob. Appreciate the call.
See, there are nice people out there.